Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sandspence Radio, ribbed for your pleasure.
Would you like us to explain the birds and bees to your children? We're so happy to do that. Email us at sandspantsradio@gmail.com and we promise to have a good template to start with. For everything else, just follow the links at our website, sandspantsradio.com.
Hey guys, welcome to this year's Halloween special of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, which horror movie villain could you take in a fight?
Beware of the...
All right.
Yep.
Just to clarify, okay. Because I know one of you fucking idiots will come in and be like, Rosemary's Baby, because anyone can fucking fight a baby.
That's a good answer. Like, I would punch a baby in the face if it meant saving the world.
Bury a baby under the ground. It can't fight back.
Drown it. Hey, Rosemary's Baby.
Moral stigma.
Baby
is a worry.
Anyone? What if you were wrong, like it wasn't Rosemary's Baby?
And you just murdered the baby and now you're an asshole.
Oh, yeah, you're the guy like, yeah, don't hang out with him. He murdered
He
a
killed
baby.
A baby. He thought it was the devil, but it was just a baby.
Might have been the devil. So for instance, it's not just like you're fighting this guy. It's like you've been in charge to, like the town's put you in charge of defeating this monster. Like, ridding the town of it.
Okay, so, like, say the monsters come up and, like, guys, look, parlay. All right. I will stop terrorizing your village if you nominate one person and we have, like, a one-on-one fight.
I was thinking more, okay, we could roll with that, but I was thinking more, like, in a horror movie how there's one person that defeats the villain.
I like Samet's one because I like Frankenstein coming down and, like, brrr, and it's like, look.
But that's a little different.
I'll leave your town alone if that guy
fights me.
Huh? Sorry?
In my head, it was little sleepy beach town in Jaws, and the shark just like swimming up.
I like that we all have our own horror town.
Because if it's a fist fight, that automatically makes...
fist fight. Just, I will fight, you know, in a one-on-one
like,
fight.
Like, this is the guy that
I like
to
think
me.
It's like your job. Like, it's your job to go around killing...
Yeah, it's your job to stop a monster. Which monster do you think you could stop the easiest? Okay. Because a fist fight with Jaws...
You're a fucking idiot if you think you can win.
Isn't
in a
that how
fight.
You defeat a shark? Though?
Shallow waters.
Punch it on the nose.
Shallow waters. Punch it on the nose.
Get a crowbar and just hit it with it a few times.
Yeah.
Dunk, dunk.
That's unless, tough. Like,
just,
in a shark...
Oh, just put it in some fresh water.
Unless Jaws, yes. Like, in his death throw, like, makes, like, one giant lunge at me and then just, like, squishes me. And then I'm
bites
dead.
Bites your legs off. We're like, well, Zamet shouldn't have tried to fist fight a shark. We are sassy in your death.
I like to think that I say that at your funeral. Like, I'm not actually sad his dad because it's his own fucking fault for trying to fight a shark.
Yeah,
I like to think your cough. But like, drop the mic.
Joel out.
Your coffin is huge because we couldn't get the shark's jaws off, so there's just jaws and your top half.
Now, I like to imagine we just left your body in the sea and buried jaws.
Yeah, good, good. But like dying by like shark, I mean, come
that's
on.
Pretty brutal.
Pretty fucking metal.
Yeah. It's not very metal. It's more surf.
He fist fought a shark.
Nah, because that's a dumb fight. If you fist fought like a werewolf, all right.
Okay, is it alright if I start? Are we happy for me to... Yep.
Let's do it.
Anything little. So we're talking critters, we're talking toilet ghouls, we're talking gremlins, we're talking Chucky, we're talking the leprechaun and the leprechaun 2 back to the hood.
And obviously Rosemary's Baby.
Rosemary's Baby.
Because they're little, and look, I'll take on four of them to
and
make
probably,
it an
probably,
even fight.
Probably Omen as well, because Damien's...
That's just a kid.
No, until Omen 2, then you're fucked, because he's an adult.
In Omen 3, where he's the president. That's not happening. But, like, I mean, how hard could it be to take on...
Okay, I'm just going to highlight a flaw almost straight away.
Okay.
All of those little things you just picked, usually not a one-on-one situation.
No, I'm happy to.
Otherwise, there wouldn't be. Oh, you.
I'll take on five gremlins. four gremlins and a mogwai. I'll do that shit.
I can
punch
take
the mogwai first, squish it beneath my mighty fists, and then as the gremlins leap at me, snap their little gremlin necks.
I could take on like at least 10 mogwais.
Like, that's, I mean, mogwais aren't even fighting you.
Yeah, although, why'd you even punch the mogwai?
Although, with a mogwai, if you say the first one right, like you hit it and it squish and it's blood, then get onto the other mogwais, would they then turn into gremlins? Because if so, then I might be fucked.
Yeah. What's the maximum amount of gremlins before you're out of luck?
I reckon three for you, easy.
Three gremlins? They're like about the size of a...
Furby?
Furby? No, they're
a bit mogwais. A small-ish dog.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you punch one, it doesn't die because a small dog wouldn't die from a punch.
I'm I'm snapping their little neck.
Unless you can kick it like
okay,
a football.
Okay, so in the motion it takes to snap your... You idiot. In the motion takes you to snap the neck, the other one's gnawing at your neck.
But that's okay.
They've run up your arm, they're gnawing at your neck. You're bleeding out.
No, because you got to
And you haven't even taken out one in this situation yet. You're dying, Jackson.
I snap his neck, and they've got tiny little shitty gremlin teeth.
Don't they have giant teeth? Don't gremlins have...
Yeah,
what makes them scary, though?
They have, like, the teeth of a lizard. Like, about lizard level.
And that one lady just took on about four anyway with a blender.
Yeah.
But that's with a blender. You're trying to break a little necks. You're dead. You die.
Gremlin's done. Jackson wins. Toilet ghoul.
Fuck off, you win.
Toilet ghoul?
He's a ghoul that lives in your toilet from I got that.
Where's it from?
From the film.
Okay. Ghoul.
Oh, my God.
So how do you know which toilet it's in?
I'll just block them all up, poop outside.
You're not winning, then.
It's dying because it can't get any fresh air.
Just poopy air.
Poopy air. Or wait till it comes up in the toilet, slam the lid down, cork it shut, like C-A-U-L-K cork, and then cork up the pipe, and then he'll just be trapped in the toilet. I'll be like, fuck you, toilet ghoul.
I feel like
shit in the upstairs toilet. Done. 10 points.
Okay.
No, you can't give this element the... You can't give the toilet ghoul element of surprise. So it has to be a toilet ghoul. All right, we're fighting.
Okay, not an element of surprise then, but... Do you have the plumbing skills to do everything you just listed? Because I don't think you do.
I don't even know what
it's pretty
cork
easy
is.
To cork.
What
but
is
I'm
cork?
Just confused. It's gel. It's fine.
It's like cementish kind
of
thing.
I'll do it for you.
So, okay, no. But you try to cement it.
Sorry, I'm just trying to understand, like, in what situation, like, Jackson's like, I'm going to use the upstairs bathroom. It's like, yeah, how are you going to explain that to guests? Like, don't go into the downstairs bathroom.
There's a toilet ghoul in.
Well, you just say it's out of order and, like, you've cemented it shut, apparently, but... I argue that in the time it's going to take you to gel this stuff, it's attacking you in this instance. And
also,
dying.
If you slam it and then like cork it off, it's then going to be like, well, this toilet's going to get blocked, so I'm just going to pop down the pipes up the upstairs toilet.
No, yeah, slam it, brick it, cork the other end.
Yeah.
And then quickly cork the lid while the brick's still on it. Problem solved.
No, hang on. How are you corking the other end without disconnecting the pipes?
Yeah, I don't know how
smash
to disconnect
it.
Pipes.
Yeah,
you smash, smash it. But then the toilet ghoul is
like,
going to come out of the pipe.
I'm out of the pipe now. It's going to take a lot of timing, and I just don't think
can a toilet ghoul survive outside a toilet?
Doesn't matter. It would outmatch you, I reckon.
I'm just wondering if I can resort to a life of living in a cabin in the woods and pooping in a hole.
So like
you're not winning in a fight, then.
The toilet ghoul...
You're just avoiding it.
...pops out of the toilet, so now the toilet ghoul is on the floor, and he's like, oh, fuck you.
I'm like, you are tiny, and you have a little purple head. I'm not going to even worry about you.
So
he's only going to stress if you're sitting on the toilet.
He jumps up,
bites your scrotum or whatever.
I'm like going to grab you, put you in a fish tank. You are now my exotic.
You
pet.
Are now. And they're like, what's that? I'm like, oh, it's a toilet ghoul.
So, okay, you're going to look. Okay, so your new plan, which will probably work a lot better than your initial plan, the plan that we helped you make, you're going to wait for a toilet ghoul.
Yeah.
Brick the lid, then smash the pipe so it comes out, and then you're just going to pick it up and put it in a fish tank.
Okay,
because you'd grab its legs.
Yeah.
And then he would be like,
and I'd be like, smack!
Like, into a fish tank.
You know how like you kill a snake? Like, just slamming its head down on the ground. I'll just do that with the toilet ghoul. I don't want it in a fish tank. He's ugly. Like, people are going to be like, that's disgusting.
I would fish.
So I've wrung the necks of the gremlin. Huh?
Give it to your mother-in-law.
No, I reckon you're overpowered by the gremlins. I don't reckon you'd survive.
I'm giving you a bit of doubt. Like, at least with four gremlins.
I think I would be in trouble, but they'd be done.
Okay, yeah.
Snap
so four
the
gremlins,
necks of the gremlins.
One toilet ghoul.
One toilet ghoul. Okay, what's next? Critters? That's just like little furry furballs.
That's
I could just
true.
Set them on fire, bury
like
them.
The critters, their strength is in numbers. If we had like one or two critters, then they're fucked.
They're gone. The leprechaun might give me a bit of stress.
That's true.
Because he's magic.
He is.
And I'm not.
You're fucked.
Is the leprechaun the one that bests me? If he's like, oh, Jackson, you have to best me in a fist fight. Well, he's not very strong looking. And yeah. he's,
well, it depends what
he's
rules.
Warwick has... Davis, who, even yeah. though he's a very funny guy, he's not in great shape.
Yeah, it depends what rules of Gremlins play. Once again, the leprechaun's playing.
Yeah,
playing
just kick a fucking leprechaun.
Yeah, if like... the leprechaun's like, I won't use my, you know, my magic, but we can fight, then I think you got a chance. But he's like, fuck you, I'm going to use all my magic. And you're like, I am fucked.
Yeah.
No, but that's. I don't think it would be this is a, again, it's not a one-on-one fist fight.
No, it's not a one-on-one fist fight. I'm just saying it's leprechaun. You're fighting the leprechaun.
Yeah. How does
and
the leprechaun
using all his tricks.
How does
fucked.
The leprechaun haunt people in this movie? Because I haven't seen it.
I'm not 100% sure. Zammit, can we get a fact check on how the leprechaun works so I can tell you how I'd take him down? Although I feel like...
Catch him in a net.
You were just listing small things.
Catch him in a net.
Catch him in a net. That has iron in it. Magic things cannot deal with
that's
iron.
That's true. Yeah, that's fucking true, Dusha. That's how fucking fairies work. And leprechaun, kind of fairy.
Is not always how those work, though.
No, I'm going to give him that. Iron it, net him, iron done.
Okay, where are you getting an iron net?
No, you net him and then you get some iron. Some
okay, money. He's magic. What are you netting him with?
Like
just like a fishing.
What are you? Oh, okay. Oh, no, fishing.
Make a fucking net out of iron chains, you dick face.
How's he made? How is he making a net of iron chains?
Yeah, but if our job is to hunt down monsters, I'm assuming we understand this.
No, then you're like, it's like being like, well, I'm Van Helsing now, so I can outsmart everyone.
I'm just assuming, for the sake of all these arguments, that I'm living a normal life and, oh shit, a toilet ghoul.
Yes.
Oh shit, a gremlin.
Yeah, that's one of the things.
Oh
like,
shit,
we're professional monster hunters. We can take down pretty much anything.
And I'll just be like, get out my fucking...
Gun.
Toilet ghoul gun. Cork up his mouth.
Actually, that could also work against gremlins, now
and
that I think about
the leprechaun.
It.
Cork. Jackson Bailey's weapon of choice.
No, but you need to get the
all cork. Right, then. You'll have to compete in...
You need to remember that... have you ever tried to give a dog a tablet? you're gonna have the same thing with a cork, except this thing is all trying to kill you rather than just trying to ignore the cork.
So I think
if we teamed up, like I held down the leprechaun and you corked his mouth.
Yeah. No, again, he's magic. You hold him down, he's like,
I'm wearing
spell.
Iron gloves. Fuck you.
No,
iron gloves.
Where are you getting iron gloves from?
I'll fucking go to a Irons. Store.
No,
iron gloves.
Okay, I'm going to a machine gun store.
Zoe's best.
If we're doing the shit you have in the house, you grab your fucking iron, and most houses do have two, so they do. You grab your irons and you use them kind of like,
vice.
Yeah, a little vice.
So you vice the leprechaun's head, and as he's like, ow! I get the
and
cork.
And for a little extra, you can plug in and turn on the iron.
Yeah. Did I win? Are we thinking just already calling it? Jackson Bailey wins?
No, I feel like the leprechaun has fucked you.
I feel like even if I'm getting, I mean, with all of you maybe, but alone, he's stabbing me in the chest. The moment I like hold him down, I'm going, I'm going to
fill
your mouth with...
Feel like
I'm
gonna
feel your mouth
sort of teleport as well.
Yeah, I think he's a bit sneaky.
I reckon I could take down Cujo.
Cujo, the rabid dog.
That's a dog.
Giant
rabid
dog.
It's pretty sure if I got like a bat or something.
Yeah, but here's the issue. Dog. Here's the issue. Say in the Rumble, the rabid dog Rumble.
Yep.
Awesome name. You get bitten.
Yep.
Jill Zammit gets rabies.
Yep.
Jill Zammit dies.
Nah, the thing is, I'd get bitten, and then I'd go to a doctor and get it treated.
Can we treat rabies?
Yeah,
because he'd just maul you while you. Because if it's a one-on-one fight and you're allowed to kill him, what when you hit him with a bat, he's like, "I'm going to the vet." It's the same thing.
Well, no,
the dog. Oh, right.
Oh, like, so I'm just gonna hit him with the bat once, and I'm done. Is that how you think I'm doing this? Like, oh.
But Douche's argument is that, like,
if it bites you, it's not just going to bite you once and then
I
be
know.
Like, you've got rabies, I win. And
I thought
like,
his
well,
argument was.
Doctor.
What?
You're saying, like, if I beat him and then you bite him, I've got rabies now. Yeah, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we can cure rabies if we catch it in time. The problem with rabies is that if you get bitten by something and you just don't bother treating it, then it's bad.
Then you get diseased and die.
Yeah. So, like, you know, if you catch
but
it...
But Cujo has magic rabies.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, in fact, the rabies of Cujo, I think, infects the town.
It's a giant
dog. It's a giant dog, but if I have access to a bat, crowbar... Stuff fucking like.
So you reckon you could take down, like, if you had like a Doberman coming after you, reckon you could take down a Doberman?
I could take down a Doberman.
It's harder to take down dogs
like,
than your
if
feet.
If I know it's coming for me, like if Cujo, if like I'm like, you know, going in my fridge and like getting some like
and
spaghetti,
got...
and then like Cujo just jumps me from behind you, I'm fucked. But if I can like, if it's like, all right, I'm gonna hunt this dog down, or like I know I'm gonna fight Cujo.
You've got to remember that rabies makes dogs super aggressive. So if you hit him with a crowbar, it's not like he's gonna be like.
I know. This is my problem with most things. They hit them once. No, you just keep hitting until it's dead.
But it's I'm not going to be like,
yeah. But you, if I
you're gonna,
like,
you're okay, both. Okay,
if I smack
think,
it in
think,
the eye with a crowbar, like really fucking hard,
I think best
and
case
get
scenario,
it down,
you both die.
And then I just keep fucking going at him with a crowbar.
I'm trying to understand, Kujo's like, if you've got first... a crowbar or a bat, or we're assuming stuff that we'd probably like.
Yeah, stuff like
might...
that. I'm happy to.
Yeah?
Being like, iron gloves, no, but like a bat, yes.
Yeah,
I can't be like, where are you going to get a bat from? Sports store?
Yeah. So things we could easily get our hands on. Chainsaw.
Yeah, that's probably better than a bat.
Problem solved.
No, not agile enough.
If the
I
dog
feel,
leaps
I feel at I would you. I would feel I would cut me with a
and
chainsaw.
I feel like you've kind of only got one chance
with a chainsaw.
I was like, choice? Do I mean choice?
So I think like either a crowbar with like a nice hook to it, you know, at the like the
yeah,
end,
really get into their brain. Real,
into that.
Yeah. I feel like the issue with Cujo for you is the same issue I'd have with the gremlins. You would eventually end Cujo, but you would be in a bad way.
I'd be in a bad way, but I think unless it's magic rabies, which makes me get rabies, like instantly, I'm fucked. But if it can be like treated rabies,
no, I think
okay.
Well, yeah, I think you could take down Cujo.
Cool.
What's next?
Christine.
The car.
No, you could not.
It's a car.
It runs you over.
You runs
I'll
you over, Jules Amethyst. Second...
Like, non-possessed cars are a threat for you.
I could go up to the second. Like, if I'm in my...
Have
like,
tried to cross a busy highway?
The second...
Like
second...
fuck it, I'll get it. I'm in my
you're,
fucking Prius.
Second,
second story of a house? Whatever.
Cars
Christine?
Could probably drive upstairs.
Nah.
But then again,
stairs.
You're hiding. You're not defeating it.
Yeah, this is like me moving out of the country, so I don't have to deal with a toilet ghoul.
Can I, like, from my second story, just be like... pouring like gasoline.
Yep, but
you've got a gasoline-y car.
Yeah, and then light it on fire,
and it burns down your house. You die as well.
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to wait around for my house just to catch on fire. And
no,
burn
no.
Me.
But if you,
I can.
Okay, so you go downstairs. It's still on fire.
How like little,
you have a
like,
flame car coming for you?
Oh no!
No, I just don't.
How
want people...
little do you think my like logistics and like my time management skills are just so poor? I'm like, that car's on fire. My house's on fire. I guess I'm just going to sit here.
No, my argument.
Or
was...
is it like that the house will just catch on fire and be gone? On within about a good 20 seconds. Like,
no, my...
Do you understand that we react to these things?
I'm more worried that you just didn't take into account that it's not like a living thing, no. So it's not like it being on fire is going to make it...
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure if
that's a
no...
good point. If you burn it, it's not dying.
Okay,
it's
but just... it would melt the tires. Maybe. And how is it going to get around?
No, it's still going
to
chase
the
you.
The fire needs to be ridiculously hot to melt tires.
Yeah, you've not ended it. You've pretty much just set the car on fire.
Okay.
Which it then rams
then,
into your house. So you're,
what
so
if
you're stuck
I
on the
go
second
on a
story.
Pier? Can I go to a pier and be like, you know, come? I reckon I could maybe at least jump out the way and it could go into the ocean.
No, because here's what's happening. Because again, you're thinking of it like a car and not like a possessed car.
Yeah.
So you're at the end of the pier and you're like, fuck you, Christine.
Fuck you, Christine.
Come get a piece of this.
Yeah.
And then the car's like, and then it just stops. Just in front of you. Damn. And you're like, And then you look back and all this behind you is a pier and all this in front of you is a possessed car. And you're like, I did not think this through. And then it rams you either off the pier or just waits.
Or you jump into the ocean and while you swim back to the beach... it reverses.
And just waits at the beach for you, and you're just in the shallows like, this is like my life now.
It'll be a standoff. Be like, come on, come into the shallows and get stuck.
I think in a standoff between something that is not actually alive versus a man stuck in the ocean, I think the car wins.
Man versus car wins.
I'd like to think, like, you know, it's just summer, and like, you know, just like you wait there for a good like 12 hours, then sort of the day comes in, all these like beachgoers start coming in,
crowding around the car. They're like, "What are you doing?" You're like,
"I'm just really confused
as this, you guys aren't thinking of like the really obvious answers.
Like what? What's obvious about killing? How do you obviously kill a car?
Tow truck.
Yeah, but it's not killing it, it's just towing it.
Christine, like waiting for you at the end of the pier, and you're like, just a second, Christine. I'm at the pier.
Yeah, RACV.
Christine's like, wait, what's this? Broken down. Just getting pulled away. Curse you, Sam.
Back
crushed. Thank God I had roadside assistance. Otherwise, Christine would have just fucked me.
I just want to clarify the original house fire thing. Yeah. I was more worried, like, because, like, what Zoe said, like, the tires aren't bursting straight away.
Yeah.
Car's on fire, but you're on the second story. Yeah. So, like, even if your house catches on fire slowly, which I'm aware how house fires work, it's not like, boom, house gone.
Ash.
Your house catches fire, but you're on the second story. Yeah. Where's your fire exit?
Yeah, I see what you mean. I would go down the stairs because I'm assuming.
Like, the moment you drop the match,
so you were
and then, like, run out the back. And
plows through your house.
Yeah, and then I go to the next house.
I think a tow truck is how you beat Christine.
A tow truck is hilarious. Like,
a tow truck that just reverses up to the pier and drops Christine in the ocean.
All right, fair enough. I'm going to go there. All right, so you're giving me Cujo?
I'm giving you Cujo. Cool. I'm giving you Christine.
Christine, only if I have roadside assistance.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Are we giving you Christine, or are we giving RACV the kill? I don't think you get credited with that kill.
I feel like RACV having in like their main office kills
Christine one. But I did make the call, so hey.
Partial credit.
I'll give you 1.5.
Jigsaw, because I reckon I could beat a man with cancer.
Yeah, Jigsaw is cancer. That's cool.
Jigsaw,
man with cancer.
Jigsaw's a strange one, though, because it's not like in any of the films himself is the issue.
Oh, yeah, no. I never said that. I'm saying if I could get Jigsaw in a room, I reckon I could take him down.
I suppose you wouldn't survive.
As long as all the room that he didn't devise. Let's make that clear.
But the thing with Jigsaw, like, I'm willing to give it to you, but the thing with Jigsaw is that he's a clever man, so you might kill him.
And then it's like, now you are implicated. You kill him and they come in and they're like, here he is, Jigsaw, stabbing this man with cancer. And you're like, that's what he was
doing. Yeah, someone in Saw does kill Jigsaw and it results in his wife dying.
So you could kill Jigsaw, but like I feel like it's going to be bad for you.
It's going to come back to bite me.
Like you could defeat him.
Damn it, Jigsaw! Defeat you to death. Oh, you tricksy monster!
So I think pretty much everyone so far has defeated whatever they said, but they're not coming out of it in a good time.
I defeated the toilet ghoul. Oh,
actually, no. Toilet ghoul
and Cujo, I think we can do.
I think we're all right.
We're
everything else.
Another thing with Cujo, I'm a little worried about is like you might lose a limb.
Yeah, that's true.
No, because it's a very big dog.
That's fine.
I lost my toilets.
Yeah. I can accept. You're fine. You lost.
And
the
he
toilet.
Might have had his scrotum nibbled on
once or twice.
Imagine if he just like bit into my fake ball, and I was like, "Wrong nut, motherfucker!"
Throw a grenade at the toilet.
I would watch that movie religiously.
And you just like shoot out of your toilet roof onto the like toilet seat, and there's just explosion. Like, yeah,
I win.
Wrong nut, motherfucker, is the best action catchphrase of all time.
Oh boy, Zoe, what could you? Come on.
So I think I could probably take Kathy Bates' character from Misery.
Ooh. Ooh. You can have a similar Jigsaw thing with. She's very clever.
She's very clever, but she's also like borderlining psycho. So I think I could probably take her.
Did she kidnap you for a novel?
I think
in the scenario.
No, let's pretend that
like
I'm like
a lady
the
lady shopping.
No, let's like pretend that I'm
Kathy
the novelist.
So fucking take it down.
Fucking kill her. Hated that movie. Let's pretend I'm the novelist wife.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Like,
right.
I'm going back for vengeance.
All right.
And
you've got to drive them. That's always good.
Go for a drive, and I'm pretty sure.
It's a reason not a drive.
Both. You know. And I'm there listening to some fucking ACDC on the way up. I'm like, fuck yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, you're pumped. You're ready.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, I guess she's just a woman at the end of the day, but
she does have a sledgehammer.
Here is the issue, Zoe, for you, as I see it.
Yeah.
If you fuck up even slightly, that's a lot of torture. And that's you there for a good while. Like, even the slightest fuck up, if you slip, if you mess up the smallest thing, she's keeping you.
High risk, but high reward.
Yeah, it's a high risk.
Oh, yeah, because you're vengeance. Vengeance is a reward.
Reward is a good vengeance is a good reward.
I feel like, how do you defend yourself against a sledgehammer, though?
Zoe? Biggest sledgehammer.
No, because
so you car. Both lift your sledgehammers well, at the same right, time and they just clink in the air.
Right, so if, in this situation, I've gone like with the purpose to kill her. I'm going okay. with some vengeance. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to bring a gun because she's a person.
Where are you getting a gun from? Where in Australia?
I'll get a gun license. It's fine.
Oh, that's true. But that's a rifle then.
Yeah, I'll get a rifle. Yeah. I'll just scope around.
But I do like the application process and he's like that waiting for like, you know, a couple of weeks like what's your reason? Revenge.
You know. that's the true thing. But about you guys, vengeance. You know, if I'm doing it legally, it's going to take a while, but I'm sure I could get some guns on the black market.
Yeah, I suppose. Is she anticipating you?
I don't think so.
Also,
think
she's in America.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, you're fine.
That is an expensive
you're
fine.
Expensive. How are you getting to America?
Oh, well, she's the novelist's wife.
Yeah, I'm assuming
she's in America.
There. Yeah.
All right. They clearly already have thousands of guns.
Okay. So
in
now
the
that
house.
We're doing this, Zoe is no longer beating it. Another character that Zoe is pretending to be in.
Well, she said she was the wife.
Yeah, but.
Of the novelist.
So I was the guy being hassled by a toilet ghoul.
But
no, you're suspending some disbelief.
Okay,
here.
No, okay, that's fair,
the
enough,
reason,
that's fair enough. Zoe,
if you're
the novelist's wife.
Yeah. Which means if it was our Zoe here, she would be married to him, which means she would have a green card, which means she'd be easily able to apply and buy a gun.
Yeah,
that's true.
Okay, fair.
That's true.
Fair.
All right,
so you're just
okay.
Shooting, you're just flat out shooting her.
You could shoot a woman.
I could shoot a woman.
Was she... legally, so was she ever caught, Kathy Bates?
Kathy Bates is still on the loose, I believe.
Wiley. Wiley.
No, I'm just wondering if now you're going to jail for killing a woman.
If, vengeance, regardless, you're going to jail for murder.
Yeah, either or.
Okay, look, all right. So, I'll give you that with the...
She beat her.
She success.
But also potential prison.
Potential prison.
25
right.
to life.
All right.
We're in America again. Death, potentially. It could be a stalemate again.
Depends what state.
But I'll give you that.
I'll give it to you.
All right, what else? What else could you take in a fight?
I don't think I'd win. So okay. That's, I'm all stating right. That now. I would really like to fight the creatures in the Descent.
Oh, but Zoe...
You would die.
I would die.
So dead.
Like, not even...
But I would fight for my life. Like, if for whatever reason, I've gone cave hopping. Like, yeah. that's the big if. Yeah, that's what it's called. Like, spelunking.
Really?
Yeah, like if I'm in a situation where I'm in a cave and I'm already petrified because fuck caves, and I run into those creatures, I will fight like a motherfucker.
But here's the issue, Zoe. You have gone in unprepared. The only things you have to fight is probably a pickaxe and maybe a little spike shoes.
No, that could do some damage.
This is
one weird. I could probably kill. If it's like the whole horde of them, like in the film, I'm fucked. But one, I'd be okay.
But Zoe, hey, you're a clumsy person. And being clumsy in a cave is loud. And I'm fairly sure that the monsters work on sound. So you'd be like, holy shit, monsters. Okay. Rocks, landslide, fucking cave in. Monsters get you. So yeah, I think
the cave might be a biggest issue at first. And it was also weird because the way you phrased that, it was more like, you weren't going caving, you're like, I'm hunting these motherfuckers down.
I also like to imagine that it's like you've just gotten spooked and you've just like taken at your guide.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I thought you were a monster.
No.
Damn! Now how do I get back
up? You like get out like Zoe? What happened? Where's the guide? You're like, oh, he got by the tunnel monsters. I killed heaps of them. Okay.
All right. So you're definitely
just
not
drenched in blood, and I got the crazy eyes.
All right.
So you're dying there, but all right.
I'll try it. I'd fight my little lungs out.
Yeah, that's okay. Cool. So that's one win, one loss,
definite loss.
A strange loss too, because.
Like, you knew you were gonna lose going.
It's sort of like you were just like, I just wanna fight these guys.
I think it would be a fun fight.
I just think it would be a fun fight.
So Kathy Bates tunnel monsters.
Definitely not.
I like it's kind of the same on the Kathy Bates thing. Mm.
Okay.
Hannibal Lecter.
Ooh.
Mm.
Nah.
Does he
nah.
know you're coming?
Also, where is he? Because if he's
even
in prison.
bad move.
Yeah.
You're dying.
No, I'm not giving you Hannibal.
You're not giving
Hannibal,
me Hannibal.
Because
he's too clever.
I could gain his trust.
Okay, no,
I could pretend to be a cannibal with
Whoa.
Hannibal.
Will,
nah, that's
when
Will,
have you ever seen Hannibal trust anyone?
Will Graham did that. And he just, it didn't work for him.
And FBI agent in Silence of the Lambs thought he, like, I can't remember her name.
Jodie
Foster. Jodie Foster.
Clarice.
Clarice. Clarice.
But, like, she got brainwashed by him.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, nah, see, that's what I mean. Like, she's like, she thinks she's playing him. He's just playing her the whole time.
So you're going to go in, you're going to be like, I'm going to fucking take him out, I'm going to gain his trust, and then like
you come out with
4 months later, you're going to be having your brain out, and you're going to be like, oh.
Or you could be with Hannibal Lecter in some fancy opera, and you could just be his life mate.
I'm just saying that maybe I just want to marry Hannibal Lecter in this situation.
Well, it's not really a win, so, and it's not really a loop.
I'm not saying you're either going to die, or he's going to brainwash you as one of his acolytes. So those are your options. I'm sorry, Zoe, but you are not smarter than Clarice Sterling.
So you're one from three.
All right, you've been shitting all over our monsters all night.
So what do you got, Dusha?
Yeah, you piece of shit.
Okay, you guys went way too... You went way... Jackson had the right idea. Small thing. Ashley Williams, Possessed Hand, Evil Dead 2. I am destroying that hand so easy.
What with?
Anything. It's a hand.
But you've only got one hand, right?
No, no, no. I said Ashley Williams' hand.
Oh, his hand.
My, I got still got two of these bad boys.
But I mean, a hand is such a hard thing to grab because it'll grab you back.
Also, I kind of think...
No, that's good. It's holding my hand.
Also, I kind of think his hand is more like stronger than your hand / body.
How do you kill a hand?
Burn it.
With fire? Crush it with a large book.
Okay. It is
tow truck.
It is outsmarted in the film.
Fuck you, tow truck was a good idea.
Okay. Tow truck was genius.
It's outsmarted in the film with... like an empty container and a book on top of it. I feel like I've got a fair chance.
All right. Yeah, look, okay. I mean, it's fucking hard to shit on a hand.
Like, I'm not... It's an odd villain, because it's not really, like, a major villain.
I like that you've just been like, no babies. Like, that's too fucking easy.
Oh, yeah,
but I got a hand.
A severed hand.
I didn't say no babies. I said it's not a one-on-one fist fight, because a baby's too easy. If I said Rosemary's Baby, I'm dying before I...
That's true.
The it's baby is Satan. You.
Okay, I'll give you the hand.
I'll give you the hand.
Because...
Bit of a cheat.
not the best answer, but anything else you want to throw out?
Videodrome, TV.
Is that just a TV?
Wait, that was a film. It's a film no one's seen except me, so you're just going to have to take my word for it.
Yeah.
Nobody had seen Toilet Ghoul.
I had.
Have you? Rock and roll.
Really? That's pretty good. All right, in Videodrome, there's...
so dumb.
All right, maybe... Okay,
all right, so with Videodrome...
Tell us about this. Can you explain Videodrome?
All right, with Videodrome... set in 80s version of the future, which...
Yeah,
it's the best version of the future. Mm-hmm. Where TV, everyone's just become really desensitized, and there's a TV executive looking for, like, this new thing. This is an evil TV station, pretty much.
Yeah.
That, is sort of, pretty much gives everyone brain tumors, and he ends up with, like, a vagina hole in his chest that he puts videotapes into. Anyway, very
that's
easy
to defeat. That's
what
vaginas are
for. Yep.
Yeah, it's a TV
station. VHSs.
So it's an evil TV.
Yeah.
But are you taking on the TV network or the TV?
Either. It's...
Because I feel like if
he's he has a discussion with the TV, but it's just like the TV network, but it's just too late when he figured that out. Like he's already got the chest cavity.
I feel like you're still getting tumors. I feel like tumors are still kind of unavoidable.
If he can avoid rabies, I can then go get an operation.
He can't avoid losing his hand though.
Oh, that's true.
Right. So you might be able to avoid
dying, but I'm getting a brain tumor.
You're at least getting.
You have to go through that whole process of chemo and radiation.
That sucks.
At the very least, you're getting a vagina. On your stomach.
No.
VHS.
Actually, he gets that before he gets the... fuck.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want a bunch of tumors, Dusha, go fucking nuts.
Fuck. I didn't think that was...
Yeah, so, I mean, you still die, but you do take out a TV. Because is it just a TV?
So one and a half...
Like, can you unplug it?
Yeah, it's
could you just tip it off?
There's nothing.
Take it to the dump?
It's a TV network, so really you just need to... pirate TV.
It's a TV network?
So yeah, like, it's a station.
So are you
it's
taking
a
on a TV network?
No, it's a station.
So
and
you
it's,
just
then you are
people?
Dying.
I'm very confused.
Because there are people who work at a station, Dusha. Is the thing you're fighting an actual physical TV, or is it a TV station run by like, people?
Or is it an entity that goes on wave
No, okay. It's another network, but it's... a bootleg thing. Like, it's like three people work there. It's not like a whole
company.
So it's
effectively you versus three people now.
Yeah.
You versus three people whilst you've got a vagina in your stomach.
And riddled with tumors.
No, at this point, not riddled with tumors.
But still a vagina stomach.
Yes. I could stick the head in there and
so
suffocate
are
them.
You saying you could take on three people in a fight?
Yes.
You specifically
One of them is...
I disagree.
One of them is a drugged lady, and two of them are, like, hooded giant... I'm fucked.
Yeah. All right. Good. Okay.
I thought you had that. I thought that was yours, but no. You
all right. On the topic...
Okay.
On the topic of David Cronenberg.
Okay.
The Fly. Brundlefly. I'm fucking his shit up. Because after he becomes a fly pretty quickly, his teeth start falling out, he starts vomiting all the time. Short, coarse hair everywhere.
But in the... Okay. Are you fighting the fly, or is he just, like, losing to time?
No, because he's turning into...
That's a good point.
No. Because with... He is in, He's not dying. He's becoming a fly.
No, but also, like, a fly's lifespan.
No. It's not either. He's still mostly human, but he's slowly becoming more fly.
So you're kind of fighting a sick man.
Yeah, but he still has super strength.
Yeah, he's got the strength of a giant fly.
And can sort of, like, stick to roofs and stuff. Like,
so why do you think and he's could... slimy.
Why do you think you could take him out, then?
Because at the end of the film, he gets taken out by a gun. Mm-hmm. And I feel like...
I guess so, we got a shotgun.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be unfair to not give you one, too.
Especially, I'm, like, going Brundle fly hunting.
Yeah, Zoe was just fighting a woman. You're going, like, just a human being, and you are going...
Yeah, but she had,
going...
like, a desire. Like, is he just, like, snuck up behind
My
you?
My desire is that he has a machine that I want.
Oh, do you want his machine now?
Yeah, sure, why not? That'd be pretty cool. You just... you just make sure that when you're teleporting stuff...
It
had no humans. No humans.
I feel like you'd be tempted.
Well, he puts a cat and a monkey together. That's fucked.
Kunky.
It is. It's so disturbing.
Could you fight the monkey cat?
Kunky.
Maybe. No. Yeah, well, Brundlefly beats it by throwing against a wall and it breaks its back, I'm pretty sure.
So if that can throw a monkey cat against a wall and break its back... You still think you've got a chance?
Yeah, no, it's like it's still like the side. You could throw a cat, Jackson.
I could throw
yeah,
a cat.
But he wouldn't break its back.
No, if you threw Jackson. If you picked a cat up by its tail.
Yeah, I know.
And like,
I'm still not saying Jackson would do that. Like,
I have literally no muscle.
That's true.
Just would, bones.
You would,
skin.
If anything, you would anger the cat. And
Jackson loses a limb.
Jackson can defeat Toilet Ghoul, can't defeat a regular house cat.
I suppose you could shotgun
very easily.
The Brundlefly to death.
I could even like.
Could you punch him? Like, is his exoskeleton also gross and shit?
No, he doesn't have an exoskeleton when he dies.
So as it stands,
I've defeated a hand and a sick man.
But you've come out on top because all I've defeated is a toilet ghoul,
and I got a machine out of it.
Yeah.
So you got vengeance, which is
pretty
satisfying.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. But I just killed a dog
and got rabies for a bit.
For a bit was cured.
So okay.
I feel like once you've had rabies, though, you just have like fever dreams about it all the time.
Waking up in the middle of Cujo. Ah, he's gone. I killed him.
Oh yeah, you'd get PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress
disorder.
Yeah,
fighting a giant fly.
Now she had vengeance on the brain. You just wanted a machine. You went to depths you didn't know you had.
Also, you didn't know you were going to fight a fly guy.
Yeah, you just wanted
come in
a machine.
There, like, I've heard this machine get teleported. Jesus Christ, what the fuck?
It's a fly.
Oh, kill it.
Makes you wonder why you brought the shotgun.
No, well then, I guess I might have seen him. In that situation, I wouldn't try and fight him straight away. Like, geez, and then I'd go back and be like,
give me
well,
a machine.
I could be, because...
I reckon household objects around a machine that teleports, like, you know,
there'd be wrenches
there
and stuff
and, like
that.
A flame and
I feel like you'd be
you could kill him.
Yeah,
but I'm saying you would be traumatized. You would also be traumatized
by a toilet ghoul. What have I cooked him up? Wrong nut, motherfucker. I'm just like, that was the most badass day I ever had. I have the opposite of PTSD. Trauma, great life.
I've got something I can brag about. Joel's got something he can brag about. Zoe's got something that she should never tell anyone about.
She can brag about in her head.
She can brag about to her cellmates. No one believes you, Jackson, and no one cares.
See? You should have, like, grabbed it, put it in a fish tank, as that toilet ghoul I killed.
I like this how it's bragging about killing a dog.
Yeah, that's not something I'd brag about.
Hey, guys, guess what I did?
But Kutra's a giant dog that was, traumatizing a town.
Even still, they're like...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
You killed it, but you also killed a fucking dog, you piece
that's
of
true.
Shit.
That's like Atticus Finch being like, yeah, I killed a dog with rabies, and everyone's like,
don't kill a dog, mate.
Yeah, like, no one...
Well, Atticus doesn't brag about
old
it.
Old Yeller,
like...
right? The kid's not like, I just killed Old Yeller. I had a great time. It's like, I killed a dog.
High five me.
Everyone's just like...
It's not great.
So Jackson Bailey comes out on top, but Dusha kills the most things.
Yeah, because one of those is a fucking hand.
You guys went too big. I went clever. All right, so we're all coming up on top, sort of. I mean,
that's a solid point. Everybody wins, kinda.
Zammit loses an arm, I lose a toilet, Zoe goes to prison, you're full of tumors. Happy Halloween!
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Zoe.
And I've been Joel. Horror movie villains? Kinda, okay, fine, they are kinda scary.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.